2023. Excuse me. The City of Monash has announced that it is going to include 14 new sites across the municipality. They'll become leash-free from July the 1st. That'll see the total number in the City of Monash go up from 31 to 45 off-leash parks in the City of Monash. Now, I thought yesterday to something our animal behaviourist Laura V said. She is not a fan of off-leash parks. Have a listen to what Laura said yesterday.
My golden rule is don't go to off-leash dog parks unless you know every single dog in there and every human has control of that dog.
So, your thoughts? 133-693. Do you want to see more off-leash dog parks in your area? Joining me now is Tina Samagia, who is the mayor of the City of Monash. Good afternoon, Tina.
Good afternoon, Dee Dee.
Why have you made this decision?
Well, it's part of a comprehensive review that council has done of all dog off-leash areas right across Monash Council, and we've decided to increase the number, as you mentioned, from 31 to 45. We've spoken to our community over 3 months and have a very site-specific approach that we've adopted to see what's appropriate in different areas, and this is the decision we've come to.
Who initiated that conversation between the council and the people who live in the area? Were you finding it was dog owners that were asking for it, or did the idea come from elsewhere?
Well, it's part of council's regular processes where we review. We obviously have a number of off-leash areas right across council, and it's part of good corporate practice. We regularly review these things. So as part of this latest review, we consulted not just with dog owners. We had signs up at the reserves where we were looking to potentially expand or create a new off-leash area where there was currently an on-lead requirement. So we didn't just seek the views of dog owners, we sought the views of all people who would be using these reserves. We had signage up, we had information out in the council bulletin that we send out to household once a week. So we really wanted to get the views of right across our community.
You probably heard a moment ago our regular animal behaviourist on this show, Laura V, is not a fan unless the animals are kept properly under control. Is that policed at all?
Certainly. Well, council has a number of community laws officers that we that go out to our reserves, not just when it comes to off-leash dog reserves, for all sorts of things that occur out in Monash. But certainly, yes, they go out in response to incidences and also proactively to educate people who have dogs and on whether they're using the reserve in the appropriate way and complying with all of our local laws.
Those that were against the idea of more off-leash parks, I imagine some people are quite furious about it. What sort of things were you hearing from them?
Well, we have generally positive views across our community around our consultation and the way that we went about this. Obviously, there are some people who want to exercise their dog off-leash, others who don't. Even dog owners, there's different views amongst dog owners. It's not, as your previous person said, who she is a dog owner and is a bit reticent to taking her own dog to an off-leash dog park. But broadly, the response that we have is that we've got the balance right. Yes, we have 14 new sites. We've expanded 4 existing ones. We've reduced 4 as well, where there's competing demands on other users. And we've also removed 1 off-leash area and made it an on-leash park.
All right. And Tina, I mean, there inevitably are going to be incidents between animals that are not being properly restrained by their owners or not being managed properly by their owners. What responsibility does the council have if there is an attack on a dog by another dog or on a human or a child?
Well, we'd appreciate information about the incidents. We seek to understand what has occurred, whether any local laws have been breached, and there are certain things that are that council could do to educate all involved. But certainly there also are instances where we do take enforcement action as well.
All right, I appreciate your time today. Thank you. Tina Samargia, the Mayor of the City of Monash. Well, do you think these parks are needed? Is this welcome news for you? Monash will then have a total of 45 off-leash parks from July 1st this year. Good news, bad news? What about in your area? Are there enough off-leash parks? Or do you, like our animal behaviourist Laura V said, are you not a fan of them because too many owners don't take responsibility for their animals? 133 693. Hi, Rebecca.